In the studio with us now, we have two guests that are going to be talking about the upcoming Tierra Trot. You have started to hear a little bit about it, but we are going to talk more right now. Mike Martz is here. He is the older brother of Joy Martz, for whom the race is named. The race and the event is named. He's from Dalmatia and works at the Martz Game Farm, so lots of folks are familiar with the good products down there and the wonderful opportunities you have to visit there. Welcome aboard, Mike. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
And you brought your little sister, okay? Is that the right? Can I word it that way, or
sure.
Am I now in trouble? Okay. Well, folks in Line Mountain know her as very active in the athletic department, a coach and a teacher.
Yes.
Health and fitness.
Yep, health and phys ed.
Oh, health and phys ed at the Line Mountain School District. Jill Israel is here, and they are both siblings of Joy Martz. So now that we've met you, I'm going to ask you both to introduce me to your sister, Joy. Now, she died this year, right?
Yes, this past August.
So rather sudden. She had special needs, but tell me more about Joy.
Well, Joy was just kind of larger than life, and she loved anything sparkle, bling, glitter, fuzzy, whipped cream, desserts, and even though she was an individual with special needs, she was nonverbal. She was just one of those larger-than-life personalities that if she was in the room, you were going to know that she was there. Whether she was stealing your cake or grabbing your hand to make you feel her shirt or shaking her hips to show you her glitter, she loved to dance. So, that's a little bit about who Joy was, Mike.
So, as the name implies, she had a way of communicating without words.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, Jill described it pretty well. There's not much more, but she was definitely larger than life, and we had some very, very good times as siblings with Joy.
All right, and she died suddenly?
It was suddenly. It was on a Sunday morning. It was August 11th, that Sunday morning, so that would be 9 or 10 weeks ago, and that's when my parents got the call. I was working at the time and before church, and got the call from my daughter, actually, to come down there to Grammy and Pawpaw's real quick because, you know, that Joy had an episode. And, of course, when I got down there, they were on speakerphone with the doctor, and it wasn't good, obviously.
All right. So, of course, the family of tremendous sadness and quite an adjustment and a real loss and now a real vacuum. It must just seem strange down there on the farm and everywhere else that she's not there. But you have not let that absence go without note and without legacy and without a future outreach. So tell us about the Tierra Trot.
One concept that we really like to focus on with the Tierra Trot, and, you know, speaking of the absence of Joy and, you know, kind of like the devastation that our family has faced, you know, since August, is find joy in the journey. And I think that, you know, kind of speaks on a lot of different levels, whether it's, you know, to somebody who lost a loved one, whether it's to the special needs community where, you know, you're going through this journey and it's challenging, and just being able to have the perspective to find the joy can, you know, kind of make the experience, I guess, easier or, you know, that's what we're trying to do, is we're trying to heal and we're trying to find that positive and bring it to other people and to use it as encouragement to the special needs community, to the people who love Joy and care about Joy, and, you know, just find opportunity in our sadness to help other people.
Well, there's good in everything, and here goes the Tierra Trot. And then the Tierra Trot is coming up Sunday, November 10th, and it is a fundraising race. There is an actual competitive 5K. How will that be timed? The runners always like to know how you're going to time them.
Well, my sister and her committee are in charge of that, so I'll let her answer that one.
We do have, like, a chip system bibs that will be distributed, yes. And so it is a 5K, but we also wanted to offer another option because we wanted to have the special needs community be able to participate. And so we have a roll and stroll option, which will take place at East Snyder Park. There's a loop around the park. It's very flat. People can walk. People can take strollers, wheelchairs. It's at your leisure, so you can walk as long as you want or as little as you want. You can stop and take breaks. You can join back in. And even people, you know, after they get done with the 5K, if they want to cool down or they want to hop in and just enjoy the afternoon walking and, you know, celebrating, they can do that.
Mike's a big runner, I'm sure. So
he used to be.
I used to be. Not so much in the past.
We used to be a lot of things.
But, you know, this does, you know, really focus on the special needs community. That's 100% focus of it. And the community's been very supportive. We'd like to thank the sponsors of the trot. The sponsors have been great.
And can you name them, or are you going to get in trouble when I ask that question?
Well, I will defer to my sister on that.
I mean, the support has been absolutely overwhelming. We have our Sparkle sponsors, who are our largest sponsors, which was Martz's Game Farm, Schaefer Productions, Sunbury Broadcasting, and also Sunbury Motor Corporation. And am I forgetting?
I don't know. I know those.
Did I name five?
I told you, you're in trouble. So it was only four, but it does. All right. Suffice to say that if you go to the Facebook page, you can get a glimpse at all the rest of the sponsors.
Yes. All right, so we are so thankful for, I mean, just it's been overwhelming, the amount of support that we've received.
We are also very thankful for all the people that have helped Joy over the years, her caretakers, you know, the agencies, the community, you know, one thing that I always think about is, you know, what parents go through. And what my parents went through with Joy, and just the dedication and love that they showed, you know, the unconditional love that they showed. And anytime I see a special needs person, I see their parents with them or even a caretaker, it takes a very, very special person to do that. And I have nothing but respect for that.
Yeah, you don't, when you are at church and you're hearing about angels, you don't have to look too far to find some.
Yes, absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
The 5K run and walk is one way to participate. That's $30 at 11 a.m. on November 10th, Sunday at 11 a.m. And it's at East Snyder Park. So good choice. You can play in the new all-inclusive playground there. And of course, Sealands goes pretty good for 5Ks. There's a couple over in that area. It's not too hilly, but there are some rolling hills. So my lovely bride's a runner, and she'll tell you, oh, there's a mountain before you get back to the stadium. So she'll tell you. But there's a 5K walk that's associated with that. There's also a roll-in stroll. How does that, describe that in greater detail, Jill?
So that's just it's a loop around the park. The loop is about a quarter mile around. It's a cracker dust trail. And, again, people can just walk around. They can roll. You know, just kind of do it at their leisure. There's no distance. There's no time. You know, it's just to get out there and I guess come together as a community.
And registration is $30 for the 5K run and walk. The roll and stroll is $20. All special needs participants with a sponsor come in for free if they bring in a sponsor that has at least $25. So that's technically $0 for them.
And we do have some sponsorships available. So if anybody is interested, they can reach out to our emails on our website and our contact information.
All right, so this is where this race is really open to everybody. That's the bottom line.
Yes, exactly.
Whether you come in with some money or not. And virtual runners, these are people like the rest of us dogs who don't run, who probably won't be able to make it, but definitely want to support it. Virtual runners are $30, and go to Facebook for all the rest of the details that Tierra Trot for Joy and is there. The page is Tierra Trot for Joy. And the Joy March Memorial page is also there. So those are up there, and this race is at East Snyder Park. Facebook, the best place to get more information. You're raising money for the EOS facility. Tell me a little bit about that.
EOS Therapeutic Horseback Riding in Bloomsburg. All of the funds and the proceeds that we raise will go towards funding their program, and they offer therapeutic horseback riding to the special needs community, and our sister was part of that and a longtime participant and absolutely loved it.
Okay, so that's going to go to them. I mean, you could raise thousands of dollars, so congratulations in advance. You have almost 100 signups so far. I'd like to see that close to 200 till the race goes on, because there aren't a ton of other things that particular day. So that should help you on our community calendar. It's the only thing listed at the moment. So Joy, Melissa Martz unexpectedly died this year, and since then her family has made sure that her memory brings joy to others and an opportunity for some fun and a good race, a good fundraising race is coming up for a good cause. I'll give you the last word, Jill. Anything to add to our conversation today? I think we've touched on some big key points, but go ahead.
Yeah, I guess we just hope everybody comes out to honor Joy. Her birthday month was November. Her birthday was November 18th, and that's one reason that we chose the month of November to do this. So just it would be special just having everybody come out and support her, celebrate her, and just the special needs community, and just kind of raise awareness for just opportunities for the special needs community and having access.
All right, and it's at East Snyder Park. I think AccuWeather already predicts a stunner of a day that day.
We hope so.
I think, we certainly hope so.
Yeah, November 10th, it could either get a blizzard or a gorgeous fall day with sunny skies and 60 degrees. You just never know. All right, Facebook's the place to go. That is where you want folks to go.
Facebook, the Joy Martz Memorial on Facebook, or also we do have a website, but there's probably more information on Facebook. But the www.joymartzmemorial.com is our website, and it does have a link to the registration on there. And if anybody does want to do a mail-in form, they can do that on there as well.
Okay. And, yeah, link to the register to race.com or something like that is there. Okay, so that's present. Well, thank you so much for all you're doing. Have a fabulous day in November, and I hope we get a million sign-ups and raise a ton of money. How about that?
That would be wonderful.
Thank you so much, both
thank
of you.
Thank you.
Mike Martz and Joe Yisrael, siblings of Joy Martz.